the regrettable road traveled. Robert Frost lives. Holla! Thank you very much! I thought making brownies with my kids for the first time would be a dose of old-school American fun. It wasn't. Domestic bliss is a lie. When a semi-straight man tries to make brownies with his kids, now I know why I occasionally watch The Great British Bake Off with my wife to feel a tad more snug, secure in my drooping masculinity. I'll never get into the domestic science of experimenting in the kitchen with my three kids hovering around me, wanting to get involved in making brownies again, because caring about perfecting a homemade dessert is too fussy, sweet fagula for my taste. Holla! Thank you very much! Also, did you know most brownie recipes require an entire stick of butter? I'd rather stick to pounding more Sierra Nevada pale ales, the pale ale that never gets stale. Holla! Thank you very much! And microwaving down an entire stick of butter in a measuring cup is gross. It's like watching what happens to Martha Dumptruck after a whopping 1 minute flat on the Peloton alone. Holla! Thank you very much! So what does raising my kosher-tarian comedian kids have to do with my brownie bus experiments exactly? Did I use kosher salt over pinko Himalayan salt? No, I stuck with kosher salt because using pink Himalayan salt didn't feel kosher to me, because whenever I think of Nepal, I think of mind-melting hash I got baked off of in Amsterdam, which would have stripped the old school, this land is your land, American vibe I was trying to tap into for my brownie bust experiment regret of 2020. Man, Woody Guthrie lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Still, trying to make brownies with my kids was important to me at the time, because I wanted to instill a sense of American community and a dash of doodle dad bliss, so I could prove to mama, whatever you don't do, I can do a smidgen better. Holla! For mommy totally making me come across like a ungrateful, sheeshy, bitch dad, deplorable for making me eat my own hate-filled, divisive, directed words by eventually whipping up a brownie recipe that was scrumptious-licious. Holla! Thank you very much! The ghost of Robert Frost can go pound kosher salt, because I took the road less traveled to please my kids and do a group activity that didn't involve me wrestling with my kids on our yoga mat, throwing them around our blown up pool this summer from China, or playing blackjack, their fancy poker chip set, and regretting every last second of it. Our first batch of brownies was too cakey, the other batch was too sugary, and I don't have a third testicle to spare. So doubling down on my shot at becoming a more essential Betty fucking Draper tweaked on Adderall to feel like a more essential domesticated homemaker. Martha Stewart 2.0 wannabe hearth warmer failed to fill me with good intended cheer, leaving me with nothing but mourning after disgust generated for me waking up next to Martha Dumptruck while actually remembering her name and deciding to plow her one more time for the road without puking on my innards in the process. Thank you very much! So what is the magical recipe for domestic brownie bliss? Easy. Use flour, egg, cocoa powder, sugar, butter, and your wife to do it. Unless you want to feel like those permanent eunuchs in Empire of the Sun. Do I sound like a bitter clinger to my non-baker Boss Pass? Yes! But I've lost all interest in acting like an American sweetheart 24/7 when I don't want to be. Holla! Thank you very much! Gen X dads understand. Holla! Thank you very much! We grew up in the age of AIDS, 9/11, multiple recessions, and the one we're in the middle of right now, and now have a massive mask-shaming hysteria to contend with from our NPR worshipping wives. So don't expect us to do cartwheels over the prospect of relishing the campy, airy, non-divisive feel of the great American British bake-off, especially knowing how our children are going to be forced to wear masks like Michael Jackson's kids on holiday in Bahrain for the foreseeable future or until the last dying breath, which is a pretty dark prospect, not ready to contemplate and completely accept with a fucking manufactured smile on my face ever. Oh, thank you very much! So, don't expect us Gen X dads to be doing cartwheels over the prospect of relishing the campy, airy, non-divisive feel of the great American British Bake Off. No, our taste in sweets and coffee is like our preferred taste in comedy. Dark and bitter with a dash of some fun-filled foam party conjuring foam on top. Cancun lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Gen X dads are the macchiato generation. Sheeshy bitch dad lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Gen X dads are the macchiato generation. Hyper-focus, around-the-clock hustlers, obsessed with American-made success and teaching our kids more than Different Strokes did, such as how a macchiato is a circumcised cappuccino, which makes you feel like a less empty, blowhard baby boomer inside, because baby boomer arrogance never dies. Holla! Thank you very much! Freaking yummy omelet time! Holla! Sheeshy bitch dead, just getting warmed up. Holla! Thank you very much! The way you make an omelet reveals your character, Anthony Bourdain. Holla! New Jersey, change your state motto from the Garden State to Born in Anthony Bourdain's hometown. Rest in peace, big fella. Holla! Thank you very much! Best omelet I ever had was a Western omelet flush with hunks of ham and juicy green bell peppers, caramelized with smoky, steamy love, and some damp, dark, borderline dumpy hipster haunt brunch spot in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, as Some Girls by the Rolling Stones blared at full blast, which made me feel twice as cool at the time through sheer osmosis, because A, I recognize the highly unknown, borderline, most confident, conversational, banging album the Stones produced after Exile on Main Street and Sticky Fingers, and B, I ordered right for once because I read a book about a famous sports journalist, Jimmy Cannon, who claims the Western omelet was the best breakfast you can order. So, respecting an elder sports writer's options paid a huge dividend for me, especially after learning how Frank Sinatra used to have his people overnight his articles for the New York Post to his bungalow on the Columbia lot back in the day. At the same time, being less indecisive than Jared Kushner while holding up the salad bar at the Bellagio made this day better than average for me. Holla! Thank you very much! One of the benefits of eating kosher 3 kids later is being more comfortable in my ankleless skin, thanks to getting paid finally, to write about anything, but in this case, about the hair metal gods I grew up loving and still do on America's Hard 100 as the head writer on a special that was hosted by WWE great Chris Jericho. He's also kick-ass frontman for the heavy metal band Fozzy, who did extreme hardcore, high-flying, significantly more bloody real wrestling in Japan and Mexico back in the day. Holla! Chris Jericho lives. Thank you very much! I got my lip busted, requiring stitches for playing a tattoo physical in the post once, growing up in high school. Whoop-de-freaking-do. So, having some paid artistic cred under my belt finally lessens my desire to impress inked out hipster chefs with my determined desire to relish every new age reimagined pork loving manifestation creation, in addition to whatever workshop mixologist cocktail creation they birthed and molded into elite Yelper jerking off status. Holla! Thank you very much! Although now, for the past year and a half, I've been a kosheritarian comedian, but I could still reflect back in the day on the all-world omelets that make me juice for joy inside and provide me some old-school sustained stiffage long time, all the time in my mind. Holla! Thank you very much! Because now my focus isn't worshipping false idols anymore. No more, no more! Aerosmith lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Because now my focus isn't worshipping false idols, such as the porky-obsessed chef or herb-infused fixated mixologist. Instead, I derive deeper, more long-lasting joy by sticking with my kosheritarian diet, because that's what God commanded my chosen people to do, which is the least I can do to please the Most High, for granting me with the funny Jew bone, which completely triggers dental assistance, giving me laughing gas while getting my wisdom teeth excavated, so I could trigger my mother now that I've got like the equivalent of full-blown man in Dew mouth, now that I've got not one, but six wisdom teeth taken out. I think you only have five, but you know, that's what happens when you tend to get carried away with the IPAs and, you know, spend more time passing on a couch than brushing your teeth. Holla! Thank you very much! Yeah, so what was her beef with me again? Oh, yeah, she says, well, I find most comedians corny. So I'm angry and I'm lashing out because you keep on making my Jewish doctor laugh long time. Though that one time, his pussiness became a little bit more evident, but you can't blame him because he works at a oral surgery office in Westchester County, 10 minutes away from Hillary Hammertime Chemicals country, especially when you do a joke such as, hey doc, my wife had a Hillary spotting last week in Chappaqua at an outdoor patio. Wife says, Hillary was nice. She smiled at baby. I said, of course she smiled at baby, babe. Hillary was just getting warmed up for dessert. Holla! Thank you very much! Prior to that, I said, hey, doc, I actually gave up drinking this summer because it got humiliating spending so much time hungover, recycling, endless reminders of my lushy litter pass as entire Rocky Marathons on AMC pass me by. Holla! Thank you very much! But back to what I was saying. Sticking to the kosheritarian diet, the least I can do for Hashem, the Most High, for granting me with the triggering funny Jew bone among non-funny dental assistants that have never got anyone excited over their sheer presence or whatever thought came out of their fucking mouth next, ever. Holla! Thank you very much! And it's the least I can do for God for giving me the most luminous, joy-spewing, thoughtful, hilariously sweet, fuss-free kids ever produced. Allah! Despite only one being semi-planned. Allah! That being Archer USA, after my I had lunch with my dad, we're in the Bronx, and on Arthur Avenue, and my dad says, are you thinking about having more kids because I can't afford it? Understand, Pops is giving us no money at this point. We're not asking for it. If they give us money, it's because like they offered it, not because I did it to support my entitled fake news, important ego. Ha! So, I would say hours later, I said, all right, babe, I'm getting you pregnant. And I pulverized her vagina, and what are we talking? 12 months later, my son, Arthur Morrison Kornbluth, was born. Which works on a gazillion levels, but the best reason why that name works, Arthur Morrison Kornbluth, was because my son, the New Yorker's son, was born in the spirit of true F.U. parental rebellion. Ha! I'm sensing my mojo stuck in the perpetual state of rising, rising. Ha! Thank you very much. So it's the least I could do. Sticking to the kosheritarian diet for Hashem blessing me. Hilariously sweet children of all time. Even if only one kid was planned, that was born in the spirit of F.U. parental rebellion. Ha! Thank you very much. This is my son, Arthur Morrison Kornbluth, at 4. Cortana! That's our voice activated assistant, a precursor to Alexa. He yells, Cortana, throw yourself out the window. Ha! And this is my son, Samuel, Chosen Curls, was bound to, woo! Daddy, you've got a moron stuck in your head. Holla! Thank you very much. When my daughter, Matilda, Singing Rose Kornbluth, was only 4, she steps on her pink Disney ukulele guitar. I say, Matilda, you never step on your guitar. And my daughter says, but Daddy, Jimmy played with his teeth. Holla! Thank you very much. I don't smoke weed anymore because I was tired of feeling like a complete moron whenever I'd be forced to answer super deep questions on it by my daughter after I thought she was asleep already. She'd say, so Daddy, if God created the universe, then who created God? And I said, God went back in time? In a time machine made by Elon Musk? And my daughter says, that's really convincing, Dad. Thanks for making me an atheist at 4. Holla! Thank you very much! But again, America, Ghana, SoundCloud. I know I'm big in Ghana, Lahore, Pakistan. Can we go fucking viral already? 35 comedy records later? Can you show Shishi Bitch Dad some more effusive love? I love you a long time for it. I love you already enough. Holla! But a Baltic goal in the form of making me go viral would help me give that much more in a loving, spewing money shot all over your face sense. Holla! Thank you very much! But again, Ghana, Pakistan, France, Germany, South Carolina. When your 4-year-old son in the bubble says with carefree, sarcastic-minded glee, Daddy, I haven't washed my vagina yet. You can get back to me on how hilarious your kids are in comparison. Holla! Because controlling our kids with comedy can make our kids great again. My 3 hilariously sweet, fuss-free children, 98% of the time, are living proof of it. Booyah, tribe! Holla! Thank you very much! So I got married 10 minutes outside of Woodstock in a place called Opus 40 at an awe-inspiring, wow-worthy, labor of love sculpture garden in Socrates, New York. Bon Jovi lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Baby It ain't working, it's a labor of love. I just fucked it up. I don't give a shit. Let's give a shout out for fucking Zebra Prince himself. The long-haired Cowboys from New Jersey. May their positive, optimistic, kick-ass rock live forevermore. Holla! Thank you very much! So we got married at this awe-inspiring sculpture garden outside of Woodstock, New York. You didn't need any acid or mushrooms to be at one with the Catskill Mountains looming large all around you. But we had a rehearsal brunch at a local haunt in Woodstock at Oriole 9 on Tinker Street, the main drag up there, mainly because they served the best freaking yummy omelet I ever had. After the Western one in New Hampshire. And this one, in Oriole 9, consisted of sautéed hen-in-the-woods mushrooms and salty peppy Spanish sheep cheese manchego, which blew me away. Pork was the farthest thing from my mind at the time. And how could you dwell on Italian cured hams like bomb, svelte prosciutto, hogtied in case, extra snappy boar sausage, or the always reliable, succulent, delicious, never too fatty, greasy, or regrettably crumbly applewood smoked bacon, when those meaty, scrumptious, never chewy, better tasting than outdoor Hawaiian weed, hen of the woods mushrooms, literally plucked from the Russian garden in Woodstock, New York, out back, gave renewed, special, verve, yumtastic meaning to the term locally sourced man Bourdain lives. Holla! Thank you very much! So today, I decided to replicate some freaking yummy omelet magic for my three kids this Sunday morning. Because Lou Reed would, during his more domesticated years, after tiring of waiting for his man in Harlem to score him some more H to keep his raging hormones at bay for a bit. Holla! Thank you very much! Lena Dunham, again, I got the perfect idea for a new graphic novel for you to write called By Curious George, targeted toward hipster spawn in Bushwick and Williamsburg. Targeted towards sexually confused hipster spawn growing up in Bushwick and Williamsburg, reared on Lou Reed Records. Holla! Thank you very much! So, hen of the woods don't freaking grow on bonsai trees. I get it. Nor am I scientific, manly capable, or nearly gay enough in my eyes to get into harvesting and gardening my own hen of the woods mushrooms in a garden either. So, in honor of Under the Table and Dreamin' by the Dave Matthews Band, my go-to drive-home music from college, that being Ithaca back in the day, for borderline blackout, blurred winter breaks, I made the best of what was around. Holla! Thank you very much! Ithaca College, otherwise known as Cornell's retarded next-door neighbor. Holla! But I was in the Roy H. Park School of Communications, baby, so I could smoke the bomb outdoor weed, the Tompkins County, and not manage to stutter every other 2 seconds. Holla! Casas lives, even though he went to Syracuse. Marv Albert lives. He went to Syracuse, too. Holla! What the fuck I got from Ithaca? Ricky Lake, thank you very much! Bob Iger from Disney, holla! Thank you very much! So, I use a huge mound of cut-up baby Bella mushrooms from Stop and Shop at a fraction of the price compared to Hen of the Woods and fry them up in butter, olive oil, generous heapings of kosher salt, black pepper, peeled up bits of garlic, and some upstate New York source good old local H2O tap water to add a caramelized finish before adding pre-shredded extra sharp cabbage cheddar, then my butter-soaked shallot-laced 4-egg omelet supreme, and my three kids, including myself, were made in the freaking shade and had achieved Nirvana, and the freaking yummy Amma Time at Oneness sense of the word. Thank you very much! I distribute 4 forks, and we all ate from the same plate because of my recent cooking storm, no working dishwasher, causing an unmitigated cleanup disaster on par with BP spills, despite there being no seagulls draped in blackface inside. And for the entire world, I think I speak for all of us, fuck Joe Biden, Obama, and whiteface 2.0. Boom shakalaka! Thank you very much! Freaking yummy Amma Time was in the house! Old school, shishi bitch dead. Going for the kill shots, long time, all the time. Doing his best Reggie Jackson impersonation. Mr. October 2.0. Going, gone! Holla! Thank you very much! Wizzy, yummy dances with increased fervor throughout the kitchen and living room. Back and forth followed. Holla! Getting closer to Hashem, the Most High of my kids, from the more last and yummy dances I get. Boom shakalaka! Kosher and comedians going viral, bitches. Holla! Shishi bitch dad, the best is yet to come. You can only hope to contain him. Hey! Dyson more of Albert lives. Holla! Thank you very much! My 7-year-old son, Archo, USA, even gave me an unprecedented hug of love from behind after a taste of mushroom omelet magic at home with his favorite people in the universe to express the depths of his love for the freaking fun-filled love wafting through the air. Holla! Robert Hunter lives. Deadhead Nation represent. Thank you very much! George Bernard Shaw said, cooking is the sincerest form of love. Being on the receiving end of such love from your own flesh and blood feels 10 times freaking better. If the way you make an omelet reveals your character, like the late great Anthony Bourdain claimed, then my kids during this blessed, rich-filled Sunday morning made me feel a tad more menschy, aspirational, appreciated than the rest. Holla! Thank you very much! Daddy, daughter, date day! Holla! Again! For jerking off my headline hooker status supreme! Love supreme! Love supreme! Coltrane lives! Holla! Thank you very much! Overly planned dates never compare to spontaneous ones because they rarely lead to a triangle of love with some mysterious gal at the Sirens Music Festival in Staten Island. Who makes the first move on your man without this being his plan in the first place? Of course, there are exceptions because planning to see Elaine Stretch perform a bunch of Stephen Sondheim tunes at the famed Carlisle Hotel on the Upper East Side, JFK's old school hump around stomping grounds for your first year wedding anniversary while noshing on the most succulent slivers of primo smoked salmon and crackers imaginable prior in the piano bar when your wife notices avocado dot maestro Paul McCartney checking her out with interested, oh darling, gaze. You're not complaining about the results of a planned out date night either. Holla! McCartney lives. Thank you very much. Also, when Elaine Stretch played Jack's mom in 30 Rock as a badass, domineering woman of class, barbed wit, and sophistication who could reduce any titan of industry son to a nerve plague mumbling man while thrust into her all-knowing aura again, and quotes one of a live adoring audience, the world always looks pregnant with magical delight from your Carlisle Hotel window, as flurries of snow start to blanket the city, like the ultimate Macy's Day window display treat, for Mother Nature to play a leading role in decorating? Is it making you question the importance of planning a magical date night, wedding, anniversary to celebrate the day before you became official lifetime partners in love, for better or worse, either slash, aka, another reluctant slut in a straitjacket like the rest? Holla! Thank you very much! Still, deciding to visit the local pizzeria Frank's in our nearby, adorably quaint hamlet town of Croton Falls, enveloped by ponds flush with trout, windy, hilly roads, and high-end, open-air horse stables for the finest equestrian horses of the world has to offer, with your pitch-perfect 9-year-old daughter who just schooled you on why the captain of the Titanic's ego was the main reason why James Cameron got his King of the Universe Oscar speech under his belt. After all, after getting divorced from Linda Hamilton, when he chose to dick around with some more CGI instead of her ripping off his man skin in the sack is what dream dates are made of. Holla! Cameron lives hilarious in Entourage. Thank you very much! All of a sudden, Momo's out of the house with my lucky number three, Samuel, chosen curls, was bound to, woo, Headbangers Ball, woo, ah, thank you very much. My daughter spotted a fresh, bright red, wrinkle-free grandma slice begging to be devoured whole instantly on the spot, ah, like Sophia Loren in a prime at a naked beach in Cannes. Thank you very much. Now, normally, we'd order a dozen garlic knots if our two brothers were partaking, but it was just us two. So the standard order of 6 bomb roasted garlic, never burnt, always crispy on the outside, and fresh from within was another no-brainer order add-on, especially knowing how Frank's cider marinara is always well-flavored and chunky, herb-flavored enough to take the standard adolescent side pizza delivery item so much higher. Sly Stone lives. Holla! Thank you very much! Doodle Dad over here couldn't resist not ordering. They're consistently delicious, never too greasy. Amazing hero bread shredded, just the right amount of what tastes like homemade mozzarella on top, eggplant parm hero to make you love embracing the kosher-tarian diet again. Come rain or shine! Holla! Sinatra lives. Thank you very much! I still miss my cherished cheesesteaks of yesteryear, since embracing the kosher-tarian diet, but sharing super fresh, scrumptious, never too heavy eggplant parm heroes with my daughter over daddy-daughter date day. Made those cheese whiz lace sautéed onion speck cheesesteaks from Philly transplants to New York, such as Tony Luke's, become a far-flung, distant, wasn't as great as I remember longing for it memory, especially when your daughter assumes the lead and doesn't hesitate to ask Daddy for another bite of his eggplant parm hero. Especially after Daddy adds some salty, fresh specks of pecorino from the fridge on top to make this eggplant parm hero workshopped over in Queensbriar, the original location of Frank's Pizzeria, sing with such big deal specialness, you better fucking recognize A-plus Jeremy Heroes when you're in their presence, possibility. Ha! Thank you very much! I never planned on having my firstborn, Matilda, Singing Rose Kornbluth, my lucky number one. Never planned on having her, because as I've established before, I've never mastered the art of the pump fake. Yet every day, my daughter, Matilda Shoshana, Singing Rose Kornbluth, proves to me why the best things in life are never planned, but given through the Most High. For never giving up on doing you. All the way! Sinatra 2.0 strikes again. Holla! Thank you very much! Waste of height. Holla! The only funny nickname my father ever created for me. Then again, my brother never got addicted to cocaine and didn't get arrested twice. he wouldn't have got addicted to Ambien, and he wouldn't have been stripped of any funny Jewbone DNA that my brother is responsible for excavating altogether. Holla! Busting balls a long time. Deal with the bro. Stick to freaking edibles already. Thank you very much! Waste of height. Once upon a time, there was a giant who lived in a tiny village called Humongous Falls in northern Westchester County, who never really fit in, despite owning a popular deli called Footlong the Giant, which is what all the local lumberjack giants frequented every day before chopping down more trees, later used for bookshelves for their hobbit, hipster, southern neighbors in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Every day, the lumberjacks would taunt Footlong the Giant, calling him a waste of height for wasting his life making sandwiches for his fellow giants. And he could have just hired a bunch of hobbit hipsters to perform the job for him. Every day, they'd accuse him of being soft for shying away from more hardcore forms of manual labor, involving chopping down trees from dawn to sunset. One day, an 8-year-old aspiring professional food writer hobbit from Bushwick, known as Hardcore Hunga, wanted to do a profile for the Bushwick Post on Footlong the Giant, considering his legacy for making the best footlong heroes in New York, which was totally worth the schlep from Bushwick, assuming he didn't get too freaked out by getting stomped to death by a giant lumberjack by mistake on his lunch break. So one day, Hardcore Hunger fakes a tummy ache, ditches out on school, and flies his pet dragon to Humongous Falls to meet Footlong the Giant face to face, praying none of the local giant lumberjacks sneeze in his general direction, which would send him flying all the way to Stink-a-Lot, New Jersey, where all these shitty, swelling, swamp creatures roam. Ah! Thank you very much! Footlong the Giant, descended from a land of giants who grew up to their full height out of Mother Giant's womb, expected to get working from day one, being denied any sustained age of sheltered innocence from the real world of a grinding worker existence to their last dying breath. Mother Giant finally banged out her last giant, and with no female giants to procreate with, making these remaining giants the last of their kind, who normally started dropping like flies at a hard 40. So these lumberjack giants barely slept and dedicated their waking life to chopping more wood and tearing Footlong the Giant down to size, for thinking he was better than them for being an artisan sandwich maker instead, when they weren't getting wasted off stouts, porters, and barley wine, which they were paid in from their hobbit hipster clients in Bushwick while competing in Humongous Cannonball contests throughout Humongous Falls after work to blow off some much-needed steam. They also sold wood for precious gems to local waterfall-dwelling nymphs who made enormous bed structures which always broke down and needed repairing for sleeping giants or us. Holla! Old school crazy Eddie lives. Thank you very much! Today wasn't any ordinary day in the life of Footlong the Giant, because today he turned the big 4-0, but as usual had nobody to celebrate it with. That is until the best looking, biggest hardest, funniest hobbit from Bushwick, Grace, the Footlong the Giant's deli, with the tape recorder in hand to conduct a career-launching interview with the greatest hero maker the Empire State had ever known. Footlong the Giant gets ready to blow out 40 lit candles that go down in a straight line along his longest star hero creation yet. A 40-foot hero that rests on a giant bench table that reaches from one side of the deli to the other. Footlong the Giant turns off the lights in the store and braces himself to take a depressingly long, deep breath to make a 40th birthday wish, thinking this might be his last, and says just once, "Lord, I don't want to feel like a waste of height anymore." Then, as Footlong the Giant opens his mouth to blow out the entire row of candles on his 40-foot-long cheesesteak sub, topped with Italian cherry peppers, lined with mayo and semi-sharp provolone. He hears a knock on the door, which startles him a tad, because it's already way past lunch hour. I was normally used to spending this time in the store to get all the chicken parm stains off the wall after the standard lunch hour rush from the sloppiest eating lumberjacks who ever lived. Hardcore hunger. Knocks on the door again, but peeks inside the window this time to see if anyone was inside, noticing a gorgeous flickering lighting of candles, thinking he walked into a death memorial giant service, knowing the giants of Humongous Falls were a dying breed and dropping like termite-infested totem poles these days. Footlong, the giant opens the door, not noticing Hardcore Hunga, who's a solid 4'2". Footlong, the giant says to himself, "I must be hearing things in my old age." Hardcore Hunga, still holding his baby dragon on a leash, instructs Dragon Lungs to blow a fireball. Nearly misses Footlong the giant's head. Footlong the giant looks down and finally notices Hardcore Hunga and his trusted, always reliable companion, Dragon Lungs. Hardcore Hunga starts pitching. "Footlong the giant, I'm Hardcore Hunga. I came all the way from Bushwick to interview a living hero maker legend." Footlong the giant laughs hard and long, blowing Hardcore Hunga Hobbit off his feet. Your Dragon Lungs puts on the brakes to make sure he doesn't get blown away into the wilderness by wrapping his leash around Hardcore Hunga in mid-flight before slamming him to the ground to start wrapping him up as if he were roping a calf at a Texan rodeo. Footlong the giant feels bad and invites Hardcore Hunga Hobbit and his pet dragon Iron Lungs into his store. He totally forgets about never blowing out his row of 40 candles. Hardcore Hunga was smarter than your average bear, so he realized almost immediately the heat has crashed Footlong the giant's lonely heart birthday celebration, if you want to call it that. Hardcore Hunga Hobbit does his best to cheer up the sad-hearted giant and says, "Happy birthday, Footlong the giant. This looks like your greatest hero creation yet. You really are a living legend for a reason." As Hardcore Hunga examines the scrumptious cheesesteak hero, bursting with over-the-top dynamite flavor, draped in glistening, creamy, white provolone that's hugging onto the sesame-loaded Italian loaf from one end to the other for dear life, and counts 40 candles in total in the process, which fills his hobbit heart with extreme weighty sadness, knowing 40 is normally a death sentence for all giants who hail from Humongous Falls. Hardcore Hunga encourages Footlong the giant to blow out his candles and make a wish already and says, "Make a wish and blow out the candles, Footlong the giant." "Wait a minute, one of the candles went out already. Dragon Lungs, do you mind?" Dragon Lungs blasts a stream of fire which lights the unlit candle on the end with laser-sharp precision, which puts a big smile on Footlong the giant's face. Footlong the giant wants to return the good favorite cheer from his kind, loving guests and gives them a birthday surprise to remember. Footlong the giant turns his giant bum toward the 40-foot hero, lifts up his right leg, and rips a humongous, flappy, oily fart, which blows a gusty jet stream of sweaty, leg flapping foul mist, which blows out all 40 candles in one gross enveloping swoop. "Holla! Thank you very much, Hardcore Hunga!" And Dragon Lungs fall down this time from laughing uncontrollably while holding their noses in the process. Footlong the giant shoots off a smile that could light up 1,000 suns in addition to lighting up a freaking youth hostel with no Wi-Fi during the next Chinese rat planted plague. "Holla! Thank you very much!" Footlong the giant turns on the light in his deli and says, "Let's eat." Footlong the giant cuts off a 4'2" hero and serves it to his new friend, Hardcore Hunger, who conducts a lengthy interview till they all finish the 40-foot hero together, Dragon Lungs included. After the story about Full on the Giant got published in the Bushwick Post, New York State declared the Full on the Giant Deli a cherished historical site, especially now that all of his lumberjack clientele dropped dead the next day after turning 40 themselves. Full on the Giant no longer felt like a waste of height, since his glorious friendship with Hardcore Hunger Hobbit began, who made him feel like the biggest star in the universe instead of the reverse. After all the lumberjack giants dropped dead throughout Humongous Falls, Footlong the Giant moved to Bushwick with Hardcore Hunger Hobbit and opened a local deli, specializing in much smaller portions, of course, when they weren't building snow cones as big as skyscrapers. Every year for Hardcore Hunger's birthday in February, the day before Valentine's Day, which the entire village of hobbits licked up till they all became mostly brain freeze dead, proving how the biggest hearts come in all sizes and packages. Can I get a holla for Chosen Curls is Bound to Woo for his endless inspirational heft that only grows sweeter and more majestic and kick-ass badass every day. Holla! Thank you very much! The Wishing Well Architect. Holla! Thank you very much! Art Show, USA, was no ordinary wishing well architect. He designed a wishing well for Bill Gates' daughter after that four-eyed worm piece of shit bought her a horse farm in North Salem, New York, only for Art Show to clog it on purpose with a plethora of Planned Parenthood brochures in honor of his former board member dad for making such a splash as a baby part reseller on the open market, otherwise known by pro-life activist groups as the $1 million fetus flicker man. Holla! Suck on it, deal with reality. Resist this, especially these nuts. Holla! Thank you very much! Art Show USA was a perfectionist artiste. His doodle dad, Michael Joshua Kornblum, now a famous comedian. Arthur with a stand-up residency at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas would always encourage his son's inborn artistic flair. Yet all his gorgeous, pitch-perfect son would hear afterwards in semi-kidding fashion was, "So, you think I suck because? Holla! Thank you very much!" Every student teacher evaluation for Art Show USA was a thing of beauty, a pure joy to receive for Doodle Dad, because Doodle Dad got an extreme kick out of some teachers, like his first grade one, Miss Rudolph, who would bemoan in a begrudgingly huffy manner, "We all know Arthur is a great artist," only to rub in the harsh fact that teachers teach and birth less talented offspring for a reason. Holla! For truth bombs galore, cloaked in fiction. Thank you very much! Doodle Dad always pounded into his eldest son's cranium. Art sells, baby! Holla! Hunter S. Thompson lives. Thank you very much! Art sells, baby, which always stayed with the Art Show because he was haunted by early memories of his mom threatening to divorce his aspirational do-it-all dad if he wrote one more book and didn't get a job at Trader Joe's in Danbury, Connecticut. Connecticut! The new New York! Holla! Danbury, not so much. Although they got a nice mall. Thank you very much. So his dad doubled down on himself and wrote not one, but two more books. That advertising the fact to his wife Not that you really give a shit at the time, until he scored a lit agent in Israel with his book, The Koshitarian Comedians. And the rest is star-studded history. Four, Shishi Bitch Dad doubling down on a special brand of specialness and having his three gorgeous, beamish children for their steady, unrelenting belief in Doodle Dad being bound for Doodle Dad comedic glory. Holla! Thank you very much! Art Show made his first million from a lucrative birdhouse-making business called Bird Baller Cribs. Holla! From only taking one woodworking class, he sold them at various farmers markets of Brooklyn, Manhattan, Woodstock, and in Kingston, New York, man, while his mother sold flowers with Art Show's big sister for the new estate farm in North Salem called her flower truck Green Thumb Girl. Holla! Tom Petty Liz, thank you very much! Doodle Dad's favorite birdhouse creation was his kiss-themed one that rocked a giant-shaped bed similar to the one lead singer and main songwriter Paul Stanley lies on amidst of an endless sprawl of busty, blonde, scrumptious, ultra-inhalable beauties in his Kiss Lair in Beverly Hills in the movie Kiss Exposed. Holla! Thank you very much! The best part of this birdhouse creation was the giant Gene Simmons tongue extension bird feeding line containing a sprinkling, some homemade CBD oil, marinated granola, as more high-flying Blue Jays and Cardinals licked it up! Licked it up! Oh, oh, oh! Kiss lives! Oh, thank you very much! Art Show, USA, cares plenty about wishing wells because ever since he could remember, he wished for his Doodle Dad's books and comedy records to succeed. Because art sells, baby. Holla! Hunter 2.0 lives. Thank you very much! The new and improved wish after his daddy finally scored an agent and started a stand-up residency in Vegas and got into SAG for a film to co-star with Russell Brand and Vince Vaughn called Two Tall Comedians. Holla! Was for his dad to finally part with his precious time-release Adderall. Despite his claims of writing like a Jewish angel on the stuff. Holla! Thank you very much! Reality is, Doodle Dad was an incredibly fast-talking New Yorker to begin with, even on high-grade weed. Edibles, not so much. Holla! So he didn't require any speedy thought enhancement ever. Holla! Thank you very much! On Doodle Dad's 45th birthday in Woodstock, New York, he took a mini hike in the woods with his son, Art Show USA, only to bump into a wishing well along the way. Doodle Dad gave his son a customary quarter to make a wish with, although this time, Art Show wishes Dad would become convinced he'd become a big-time comedian, writer, success on or off the stuff, period. Preferably off the stuff. Holla! So he could focus less on how ahead of the curve annoying Mommy can be. Holla! Thank you very much! Plus, Archer knew his dad off Adderall would focus less on how ahead of the curve annoying Mommy could be with her phone, acting like Instagram is offering her more entertainment, pleasure, on demand compared to Adam Sandler movie appreciation night at home again and again. Holla! The Golden Jewel lives. Thank you very much! Daddy was better off riding all day, performing at night, occasionally taking some weed edibles, in addition to enjoying an IPA or two for old time's sake, after another highly rewarding day at the office, for making the most, and on the stage, for making the most of his God-given gift of comedic song. Holla! For Hashem the Most High, for blessing me with the funny man Jew Bone, and for my children all inheriting it, and have it being magnified times a freaking Google gazillion! I can't think no more! Holla! Thank you very much! Art Show's latest and greatest wishing well creation was made in Central Park near the Great Lawn in the big city, the place of his birth, like Doodle Dad before him, which they both derive tremendous locatarian pride from, knowing the island of Manhattan is what dreams of doer, topper success are made of. Holla! Walt Whitman lives. Thank you very much. The Wishing Well was named the Doodle Dad Dumper. Ha! A tad long-winded name, even for Doodle Dad's taste. Boom shakalaka! Thank you very much. Still, the symbolic heft of this name wasn't lost on the New York adoring public, especially after the Today Show did an unveiling of Doodle Dad Dumper, where a line of Doodle Dads followed Doodle Dad's lead and dumped whatever pill, powder, drink, or straight up dumb weed they felt was preventing them from flying high off their kids' glorious, gorgeous presence alone. Again, Doodle Dad beamed with endless knockus pride in Yiddish, derived from the reflective, successful glow emanating from his offspring, who stemmed from his Doodle Dad ear tree trunk. Ha! Boshakalaka! Thank you very much! Doodle Dad picks up his son with excitable boy glee and gives him a 360-degree airplane spin for old time's sake. Despite Archo being 6'5" now and 22 years old, Archo USA shrieks with untapped joy like he was 7 again. Doodle Dad continues to spin Archo around in perpetual 360 and says, "Teenager love is all grown up and he's all grown up. Are you too special to be real? Are you too special to be real?" Archo USA shrieks with more love-blasting joy and says, with pitch-perfect comedic timing, "Are you saying I suck because..." Doodle Dad laughs long time, wishing that even his worst enemies got to experience Doodle Dad bliss like this.